Yes, it does concern me in that it raises all sorts of ethical questions, but I also think that such a test is inevitable.
What in particular are you worried about?
I suppose my worry is that it would become assumed that to have an autistic child is automatically a bad thing, and that autism would be seen as a sort of disease which should be eliminated where possible, because that's not a view I hold. But on the other hand, I wouldn't want to argue that people should never terminate an autistic child. There are plenty of circumstances in which that would be maybe the right decision. As with all terminations for children with any kind of all terminations, full stop, really, the issue is really how to what extent the parents could cope, what the parents' circumstances are. I mean, one would feel very differently according to the circumstance one finds oneself at any particular time. As far as the child goes, as I say, I don't regard autism as a disease. I don't regard it as something that needs to be eradicated. I think that the vast majority of autistic people can have a good quality of life, as long as the right efforts are made on their behalf, and as long as the environment, their educational environment and their home environment is right. But it's not easy to get those things right.
What do you tell pregnant mothers then who are told their child will be autistic? Do you say go and read up about it, know exactly how serious their type of autism will be, or do you just say no, you should have the child?
Well, the problem with that is, you know, if you are pregnant and you're told that there's something in inverted commas wrong with your baby, you have a very, very short time in which to make your mind up, because with every day that the pregnancy progresses, the termination becomes more difficult and more upsetting and more damaging. So a mother who's told that her baby is probably going to be autistic, this is all very hypothetical because, of course, this test hasn't actually happened yet, but I'm sure it will one day. But if the mother has that test, she's told that her baby may well be autistic, she has a very short period of time in which to find out everything she can about an immensely complex condition. So, yes, I mean, I suppose one's advice would be to read up and to ask people with autistic children what their view is, but then, you know, she might have 48 hours to do that in. It's not really going to give her any true picture of what her own life might be like. So, I mean, it is a very, very difficult decision for anyone to make.
Would it depend also on whether the child had other siblings? Because there are forms of autism which could put those siblings in danger if they manifest violence, among other antisocial traits.
Well, the thing is, with autism, I don't believe there'll ever be a test that can tell you whether your child is going to be violent or not. I really don't believe a test could ever be that subtle. And, I mean, again, circumstances are, you know, I have two autistic sons and one non-autistic son. My middle son, Sam, has been violent from time to time, and one could argue that his little brother's life has been in danger. On the other hand, Jake, his little brother, doesn't think that. He's unaware, possibly, of the kind of danger he might have been in, and he would be horrified to think that Sam might be taken away from the family or whatever. I mean, it's very, very... of course, having autistic siblings impacts on the rest of the family, but that impact is not necessarily negative. It can be positive. And it's just simply too crude to say, oh, you know, you shouldn't have an autistic child because it might damage your other children. I would just reject that.
So to finish up maybe with the question we started, do you welcome this test? Doctors presumably would argue that armed with the facts, you can then prepare for any problems, you know, adjust to cope with what the National Autistic Society calls a serious lifelong disabling condition.
Yes, I mean, I think that the advantage of the test would be that what happens now is that most parents, well, no parents know. They give birth to the child. There is no way of telling immediately that the child is autistic. Most parents don't find out until the child is at least of toddler age, sometimes beyond. So what happens is that you waste a lot of time acting as if your child is not autistic and maybe making a lot of wrong choices about what you do with your child. Whereas at least if you had the test when you were pregnant and you knew that your child was going to be autistic, then you would be better prepared and maybe you'd make better choices.